Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the bonus hour, what the Inside Outside Guys like to call the education hour between noon and one today, featuring Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. And with us today is Mr. Steve Dickinson. You have heard on our show many, many, many times. We're going to spend the next hour telling you how you can breathe clean, healthy air in your home. Mr. Dickinson. It's okay. Everyone can hear you, buddy, speaking to the mic. How are things?
Oh, things are good.
Things are really good. Things are really good. We'll get that part worked out. But Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, people know all about it. You guys specialize in coming into people's home, keeping them very neat, very tidy, and getting rid of just a bunch of dirt inside their home that a lot of people don't even know they have.
That's right.
Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Most people don't think about what's inside their ductwork and what they're breathing.
Yeah.
It's really crazy, actually, what's in there.
Well, we'll encourage people to go to the Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. You go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and go to their website and take a look at all the different things they do, Steve. One of the Chuck and I were talking in the last hour about how when air duct cleaning first came around, you know, it's like a new industry. Okay, is this necessary? We're not sure. And then the proof's in the pudding with the video that you have on your website. And it's very obvious that you put what is that called, an agitating wand, I guess, up into the duct system and are literally pulling out what looks like sheets of carpeting, but they are dust from the inside of the ductwork.
It's really gross, actually.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It is.
Most people don't think they need it done. That video was actually done by a customer that didn't think they had a dust problem.
So what kind of stuff is actually inside those ducts?
You know, dust is all kinds of different things. So you have building debris, you have dead skin, you have dander, you have allergens from outside, dirt from dirt roads, breakdown of humidifier pads or the internal components of a furnace, dust from carpet fibers or any kind of construction. Really, the list goes on and on.
Construction. You mean new homes need it too?
New homes need it probably more than people could ever imagine. It's just, the dust is insane from drywall dust.
And you guys have seen that. How long have you been doing this?
We started in 2005.
Wow.
2005. Wow. So my partner, Mike McCown, and I, we just had one truck, and now we have about 120 employees.
You got to be proud of that. You got to feel really cool about that.
It really shifted. We focus on our core values 100% of the time, getting the right people. And now it's creating a career and opportunity for our employees and finding the right people. We have an amazing team. Amazing team. And our guys, I'm really proud of them, guys and girls, and what we can accomplish now. We were just up in Escanaba working at the paper mill up there that was shut down.
You're kidding.
Yeah. We helped them get back online, and they had a pretty crazy fungal outbreak. But we'll travel the country. We will do big commercial jobs. We do anything from, 600-square-foot house, Mrs. Jones, to hospitals, schools, large projects as well.
Do you attribute part of that to the fact that people are starting to recognize and be aware, like through groups like the American Lung Association, the need to be breathing clean air no matter where you are?
Yeah, there's a lot of awareness now. So a lot of awareness. People, COVID, obviously, is a eye-opening thing with what people are breathing, and they took into account that, hey, we should probably be a little bit healthier. And just the awareness out there with the internet now has made things easier for people to understand how important it is. And there is a solution now. People thought it was a scam before, and that's kind of why we got into the industry. There was a lot of scam, and there's still a lot of scam artists out there, but we wanted to be better. We wanted to come into the industry and do things the right way and treat people how they should be treated, and have them, they spend $1 or $1,000, and whatever that money is, it's their money. They should get
Steve,
what they,
how is Amnesty different? Because there have been people with little hand vacs, shop vacs, claiming to clean your ducts for 30 years.
Yeah, and it hasn't changed. See it all the time now with Facebook. That's the big thing with Facebook pages, where people put on kind of a bait and switch. And they, oh, hey, I'm new to the area. We just started a business. Sign up now for our special. And then they'll go out there and it'll be kind of exactly what you said. It'll be like a shop vac. But we are way different. We do what we say.
So how is your equipment different? So let people know that so we've got an educated consumer.
Yeah, so really it is number one, any company you're hiring, you should look at who they are, how long they've been around, look at the reputation, look at simple things. Google. Type them into Google. Better Business Bureau. See what kind of reviews, what other people are saying about them. And we're really proud of our reviews because that's who we are. We work really hard every day to offer the best service possible.
You mentioned core values. What are your core values?
Yeah, simple things.
Most people can't answer that question. Yeah, that's
it's really simple things that I always say it's what we were probably taught in kindergarten, and most people forgot. And we have no drama. We want people that have no drama. So that even kind of goes down the pipeline to our customers. We don't want to offer drama to them. We want to come in and do our job and do it the right way and get out, get them what they paid for. Attitude. We are a company where we're gonna show up and we're gonna have a good attitude. Our guys are gonna have good attitudes. Anyone answering the phone has a good attitude.
What a concept.
It's simple things. And the big one for me is do what we say. And do what the right thing is when no one's looking. And I focus on this a lot when we're hiring and when we talk is anyone can act like they're doing good, but it's what you do when no one's looking. You're in people's houses. We're in different rooms. We're in places. We have to be trusted because that's really important because people aren't around all the time.
Cameras were so prevalent. I remember my dad 50 some years ago talking about a test for a new boyfriend that came in the house. He'd leave a $5 bill laying on the floor of a bathroom that he knew the kid was going to use when he came over to see one of his daughters.
Yeah.
If the $5 bill disappeared and was never mentioned, he knew something about that kid.
Yes.
But it's like what you just said, how do you act when you think no one is looking?
And that we have signs up all over our office, and we talk about this on a regular basis. It's not just air duct cleaning or aerosol or insulation or anything with Amnesty. This is people. How are you? How are you as a person? And we always say, character is what you do when no one's looking. How are you acting when no one's looking?
I love it.
Reputation is what people think about you, but it really character is what matters the most to us. We want to hire the right people.
Good for you. And you are still hiring or no?
Oh, we are always hiring. We're always hiring, and it's the fun part of it is getting great people that want to offer great service.
Man,
get excited about it.
We
are really excited about
it. We're going to talk about all the different product you've got, but one of the things that is in your company title is insulation. You do thermal insulation.
We do. We do. We do any type of insulation you can think of.
Do you?
Yeah. So we'll go out and if a commercial building has ductwork that's sweating because it's not insulated properly, we'll insulate the exterior of that. We can do foam insulation. We just did a large project. It was the entire house in foam. This house is the tightest house in the world now and going to be the most energy efficient. Expensive. Closed cell is very expensive, but that's what some people want. We can go in and blow in cellulose or fiberglass into an attic. Or if there's damaged insulation from a raccoon or birds or squirrels or bats, we can go suck out all that damaged insulation, disinfect the attic, and re-insulate it with clean, fresh insulation.
Wow. That's exciting to think about. And we're going to talk more about that. And tax credits that are available, some big tax credits this year, right?
Huge. It's actually really exciting because with insulation or AeroSeal, there's a lot of opportunity the homeowners don't know. And whether it be from their energy provider, they can get a rebate back from them. And then they kind of piggyback on top of that with the tax credit back up to $1,200.
Yeah.
So you can get up to $1,200 back. So it's 30% of a project, either insulation or AeroSeal, and you can get 30% back.
And I think that 30% applies to the project labor and materials, where a year ago it was materials only. It was 10% of materials.
Yep. So now and you kind of parlay that into the savings you get on your energy bills, especially AeroSeal.
And it's lifetime.
It is. I look at people and we're not selling anything. We're educating them. And the amount of savings that we can provide to people, it is a no-brainer. There's zero reason why everyone shouldn't get it done.
And we're going to go to break shortly, but you look a little smarter. You've been doing some training. You look more educated.
I'm always looking smart. What are you talking about? just got my BPI certification, so the Building Performance Institute, and doing a lot of blower doors and really kind of morphed into this energy-efficient company where we're looking at the whole envelope, whether it be a crawl space, encapsulating that, or the attic or air penetration.
Did you say you bought a blower door? You're going to buy one?
Oh, no. Yeah, we have several of them.
Yeah, so we bought, bought several of them.
Yeah,
I am so old. I remember when those blower doors were like $25,000 a piece.
They're pretty expensive. They're pretty expensive, but it's really cool what they can do. You know, it's even app driven, so you have it ties in with your phone. You can print out reports, and it's really cool. It's really cool.
It is cool. So we'll have to talk about that a little bit more. And getting that Building Performance Institute designation is huge. Very few companies have that, and Amnesty now has it, right?
Yeah.
Did you send any of your people through it?
We did. We did. We sent them down for some training, and we're just always looking at educating our employees and having them know more and learn more.
Well, we got a bunch to talk about. We want you to stay tuned, grab another cup of coffee while we take a quick break. And remember, we are sponsored this hour by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys Bonus Hour. Today we're featuring Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. And Steve, before we went to break, you'd mentioned the blower door testing certification that you had done. Let's explain to people exactly what a blower door test is and why they should get one.
It is actually really interesting. You know, we're being told now that we need to be more efficient and we need to consume less energy, right?
You mean all of us.
All of us.
Citizens.
Yeah, yeah, the world. And you know, you start with the low-lying fruit. Change your light bulbs out. You don't use as much water. You buy a more efficient vehicle, whatever, your carpool. Or you do whatever you can do. But then you look at your house. How is my house consuming energy? So you get a high-efficient furnace or you on-demand hot water heater, whatever the case may be. But there's a lot of things that are left out, and a lot of that is leakage and air infiltration. So it really made sense for us with our product AeroSeal, because AeroSeal is an amazing product that seals duct systems, and it eliminates the leakage that just consumes energy. Yeah. And some of these homes, most of the homes, have CFM, which is cubic foot per minute. 600 cubes of air are leaking out into areas that they're not supposed to be leaking every minute. And that's air that you paid to either heat or cool.
And what about the argument that's just, you're talking about in the duct system?
In the duct
with
system.
With AeroSeal?
Yeah, so two different things here. So we have the duct system, the AeroSeal, and then the house. So the blower door is the leakage of the house.
So the leakage of the ducts. What about the argument that, heck, it's just leaking into the house and that's where you want it anyway?
Yeah, that's not true.
That's like having an electric blanket on in the back room and you're not even using it.
Yeah. So
good point.
So we're in an area that is primarily forced air. So we are with. You have a blower and you are heating up an element where the air goes across, or you know, your AC, and we're forcing that air into a living space. This is not radiant. So to kind of go back to your point, is that theory is that if it's going in the house anyways, that is heating up a surface to then heat up the air. And that's not what this is. This is forced air. So it's supposed
like
to be
a stove.
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming out of the vent where it's supposed to be, you know, delivered to then get your temperature up to snuff. But what we see is that it leaks in the walls. It is leaking in a basement. I can tell right away in the summertime when you go to a house, and how do you know if it's leaky? Well, the basement's freezing. It's like a morgue. Right. It's because all the ductwork's down there leaking, and it's not delivering up to little Susie's room up in the corner. So now she's not sleeping at night.
And you can solve that.
We can solve it. Yeah, I'm so confident with our product and so confident with what we deliver. You're not only going to be solving that to make the room more comfortable for either your kid, your wife, you. Personally, I hate sleeping when it's hot. I can't
I
sleep.
Too.
It's insane.
And I
people,
can't.
They put up with this.
Kent's becoming kind of a sissy now. You probably have that electric.
Well, I heard
you. That's I first met you.
I was always the big sissy. But I love hearing you're cold when I'm not. It's like, gosh, you're getting
the
old too.
I get, the colder my feet get. Yeah. All bad circulation.
I thought you just covered those up for the mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's right. Steve was listening.
Like sensitive feet.
He's a sensitive guy.
Steve, I mean, like anything that we're talking about, more than anything else, someone wants to be comfortable in their home.
People will pay for comfort more than they'll. I mean, we can try to convince people to reduce our carbon footprint and say, hey, do good for the world. Most people will pay for the comfort over anything.
Right.
And then the added bonus is you're going to save a boatload on your heating and cooling bills. And people think, like, we've been kind of told through the years, like, get new windows, you're going to save a lot, or even insulation, you know, you're going to save a lot. So they don't believe it. They don't believe this is actually something that's going to save them money. But I can tell you, it is a miracle how this was invented for the space station by NASA. And it kind of came to the market. And it's something that you've never seen before. It's crazy.
You're selling it and you're calling it a miracle. People are going, yeah, right. But no, Chuck and I can sit here and tell you. It's.
Well, we appreciate that, you know, you're sitting here saying that because it is so big. The industry has tried to sell savings and green footprint for decades. And we found out, generally, like you said, people won't pay for that, but they'll pay to be comfortable.
Yeah, so 40%.
Can you guarantee that?
Yeah. 40% of all energy consumed in this world comes from buildings. And about half of the consumption of a building is leaky ductwork. I mean, think about that. It's crazy. You know,
that is crazy.
Yeah, energy.gov.
Building, not houses specifically.
Just in general.
Building.
Walls with a roof. And energy.gov came out and said that the number one thing for energy is leaky ductwork. That's energy,
yeah.
It's on the website. So you can take a look at it. But this, it's a process you can come in one day and transform someone's home. There's times, more times than not, where we're done and people are like, whoa, I've never seen the blinds move like that. And it's because there's a register that's underneath of it. Now the air's actually coming out.
And people will end up changing their thermostat settings after Amnesty is there doing this process.
100%. So it's so simple that when you explain it to people that it just makes too much sense. And the systems, Colonial House, which is, we have a lot of those.
Sure.
Here in
Michigan. Two-story rectangles.
Two-story with a basement. You have three levels that you're trying to keep comfortable.
Yeah.
And you have one thermostat, typically on the main level. So
that ends up being the comfortable level.
And that's the where you're gauging where you want the temperature, whatever, 69, 70, 71, whatever you set your season temperature to. Now you're going to bed at night, and that thermostat's controlling, and that it will turn off because now it's at whatever temperature you set it at. But the upstairs is completely different.
When we first heard this,
yeah,
getting that room that's always hot upstairs in the summer or the one that's always cold in the winter, you actually will tell people, you've got some great stories, I think you should tell them, about how we can change that with our product.
And the stories are really endless. A lot of engineers love this product because it makes sense to them. They research it, and it's kind of mind-blowing for them. So we get a lot of engineers that do this. But then a lot of our air duct cleaning customers, we go there and they say, hey, you know, when you're cleaning the ductwork, can you check out, Susie's room over there, make sure there's no blockage and do what you can do. And this is, they're at a loss. They don't know. So then we can educate them at that point and say, well, you know, we can get someone out to give you a free education piece and just explain this to you. And this is how it will affect you because there is no blockage. The dampers are open. It's just a design issue.
Yeah, and for years, people would put booster fans in, and they'd put them in the wrong places, and now they got some. You go on social media, and they try to convince people that putting a booster vent is the right way to go. So you put that vent, and the vent actually has fans on it and will bring more air. But people have no idea how that affects the rest of their system.
That makes
it's
zero
not
sense
supposed
to, me.
To it makes zero sense.
You know, we're supposed to be consuming less energy. So now you put in something that is using energy because it's a fan.
Right.
And has a motor on it. And you have this leaky duct system that's still leaky. So you're losing money there. And now you have this fan, which is it's a mechanical piece that's going to stop working at some point in its life.
Right.
And then how long is it going to take for you to realize that it's not working?
And, you know, just like duct cleaning, everyone needs duct cleaning. If you live in a house, you need the ducts cleaned. If you live in a house, you need the ducts sealed because there is not a system out there that has traditional ductwork that doesn't leak. Is that fair to say?
That is 100% fair. We do new houses. So the code now is that you're supposed to have tape and mastic and to get the approval, which is great. And we get the same thing. Like, oh, I don't need my ducts cleaned. Okay, whatever. You decide your life. It's your life.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need my ducts sealed because I just moved in and it's taped and mastic. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's your world. I'm just here living in it. But we go into some houses that are taped and mastic and they have a ton of leakage still.
And you can prove that to people.
Prove it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do a pretest. So we hook our system up and it does a pretest, shows what their leakage is. And all we got to do is hit go and it starts sealing.
Right.
And tape and mastic is typically what people can see, what the inspector can see.
Now, for people listening out there, what Steve's talking about, they do from the outside. They can literally take a mastic and put it where the duct system works. They can put tape there. It's very hard to get the top of those. That's a big part of it once they're in. Hey, stick around. We are going to have a lot more with Steve Dickinson and Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. And basically, Steve's here to help people stay more comfortable in their homes, breathe better air and save money. Stick around for more with the Inside Outside Guys and Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. Ken Chuck and Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. Steve, you have been such a wealth of knowledge for the Inside Outside Guys and all of our listeners over the years. And to think that when we first met you, you only cleaned air ducts.
That's very true. That feels like a long time ago.
And you guys have come a long way. And I'm going to go back to the blower door test, if you don't mind, because people hear the word blower door test. They don't know exactly what that means or what happens and how that benefits them. Would you walk through the process of a blower door test for us real quick, please?
Yeah, without getting too crazy technical here, I'll just try to keep it simple to make it make sense. It's a contraption that goes in a door, typically the front door, seals off, and then it has a big fan on the bottom side. And you have to make sure everything's shut, like the windows and anything that is...
Everything
in the house. You know, you can't be coming and going. And then, you know, open up the doors inside the house. And you turn the fan on, and it creates a pressure sucking out of the house. So what it's
negative
doing
is... pressure, right.
Yeah, it's sucking from other areas in your house. So it's really kind of showing you where your leakage is. And that can be coming from an electrical outlet. It can be coming from attic penetrations, the attic hatch, windows.
Door seals.
Yeah. It's wild, actually. Because under natural state, you go around, you're not going to be able to feel air because it's, you know, not... It's over a long amount of time that it's leaking.
Sure.
That's costing you money. But
sure,
this is really intensifying that. And so you can go around a window and it just feels, you can just feel it just coming in. And it right. could be from areas you would never even think, which is the crazy thing. And in one area that is really surprising is your basement bonds are such a big leakage point that no one thinks about. And typically we see that people have the fiberglass insulation shoved up there. And this is the area that your basement, your cement.
The top of the wall.
Your cement's there, and then you look up, and it's about a foot, and that's the area that the house sits on. And that area is then, when you go at the exterior of the house, that's the first foot above the ground level.
Yeah.
So a lot of times this isn't even insulated. It'll be just wood, and then you have your brick on the outside, so you don't have any insulation. But it's not necessarily the insulation that you're worried about. It's the air infiltration. So if you do have bad insulation, you pull it away and it's really dirty, that means that has been acting as a filter for a long time.
You said bat insulation, not bad insulation.
Yeah, right? Bat, B-A-T-T, and not the animal bat.
It's the stuff like we've all known all of our lives, the pink stuff that you can literally just shove
exactly.
back into
the
spot.
The itchy stuff that is...
It becomes a filter at that point.
And that's all it is. And so now you have this leakage. Kind of quick story is in my old house, my furnace room. So... And before we did AeroSeal, so I didn't have sealed up ductwork because I was just a duct cleaner.
Gotcha.
In that room, I had my water line, and it was going up the corner wall, and then it went up to the kitchen. And it was that year we had that crazy, I don't even know what they come up with so many terms for this, the crazy weather, but it was like negative 30 degrees.
Oh, what did they call that?
The winter polar. Cyclone or the
right.
polar
bomb,
vortex.
Bomb cyclone. Yeah, there you go.
Polar vortex. So
either way, it was just cold.
It was cold. So really cold. So I lost water. And I didn't have any water coming out of my sink. I'm like, what the heck's going on? I went down into my furnace room where my furnace is now heating up that room because it's leaky ductwork. And it was a warm room. And I kind of investigated. In the corner by that bond, the water line went. And I had so much leakage that the air was coming in from the outside, and it froze my water pipe. That's how crazy it was. And because you have these pieces of wood when the house is built, and they just butt them up next to each other. And then you just have this leakage. So with blower door, it'll show all that. And just so everyone knows, the best way to seal up and save some money is to foam those bonds. And we can foam all those.
My last house, that's the first thing I had done was those.
Oh, foam is amazing.
Those foams.
It's a great insulator.
Which brings me back to another question. You mentioned a minute ago the different kinds of insulation you do. Why would people need different kinds of insulation? You mentioned fiberglass. You mentioned cellulose. We get that question. Would I rather have a fiberglass or a cellulose in my house? So can you speak to that?
Yeah, there's so many different types of insulation, and it's not right for everyone either. You know, it's you have good, better, best, and it goes down to what someone wants and what they need. And sometimes you can't afford foam. It is more expensive.
Sure.
But if you want it, yeah, it's great. But you can also take steps without foaming on a basement bond. You can use the spray foam can, and you would just want to seal up those any penetration point or the corners, or you caulk. You can either caulk around it, and then you can put in your fiberglass insulation as your insulator. we're really wanting to seal up so you don't have air infiltration, and then you can insulate. But yeah, a lot of times we just foam with our closed cell foam.
So one of the arguments builders had years ago, Ken and I talked about this, I think we have too. If you seal it all up and the house needs fresh air, where are you going to get it?
Yeah, that could be a problem. If you seal up a house too much, that also could be a problem because you have appliances that are supposed to be drafting in the right way. And, you know, you got to have
a bath fan.
Yeah, sometimes you need to put in mechanical devices to get some fresh air and have a fresh air makeup, really.
This is really building science that we're talking about, is it not?
It is. You have two different things because we're trying to be more energy efficient. We're trying to be tighter houses and save money, and also have a home that is healthy. You want to have a healthy home that you're not creating mold and mildew and moisture that can make you sick. You don't want that.
Chuck, when you were growing up, how often did you hear about mold being an issue inside of houses?
Never.
But with
us, the bathroom, you clean it. Mom would hand you Clorox bleach and a rag and say clean it.
But all these places that air is escaping out of your house that stopped that from happening because the air was moving, more air exchanges, a lot of them weren't supposed to be there. But now that we sealed up those houses, if you didn't have any kind of furnace or air delivery system, that air would be stagnant.
Yes.
Therefore, mold would grow.
Yeah.
So that's why the science is so important. This is pretty amazing stuff if people listen to this.
It is, because you want to have a healthy home with no leakage too. So you don't want to be having this leakage coming in. Like, let's say you're on a crawl space. You don't want to be breathing the air that's down there in the crawl space. So you want to have a sealed up house, but you don't want to have it too tight where you're then now kind of changing things and you're creating.
Well, Steve, earlier you mentioned ducts that condensed moisture.
Yeah.
And moisture in a duct is dangerous. You want to digress a little bit and talk to that?
Yeah. Because just trying to think of, there's so many different applications for this to happen.
Crawl spaces,
yeah, crawl spaces is one of them. So, man, crawl spaces just makes me like, kind of shake because there's so many nasty crawl spaces out there.
Yes, there are.
It's wild to me that no one thinks about what's down in their crawl space and they're living up there having like.
And the air. I mean, that is unhealthy air.
Like today, Mother's Day, you know, they have the family over and they have a crawl space and they're enjoying their meal, but underneath of them is some dead animal and dirt and mildew and mold. It's crazy to me, but the proper way kind of get back to your question there is, you know, you can have a duct system down there and then it is heating up in the wintertime or in the summertime you're trying to cool it, and then you have the outdoor air, and so you have that condensation point, and it can create moisture, and then it can create mildew and create some stinky stink, and kind of wonder where it came from. And that's where we really want to come in and educate. And you don't have to get in your crawl space. We'll get in your crawl space. You don't have to encapsulate your crawl space. We can encapsulate
but
for you.
But you'll show people what you're doing if they want to, right?
Yeah, we'll show it. I can't stress it enough that this is not we are zero high pressure sales on anything. This is an education. Like, I just want to tell you how to be better. I want to tell you how to be healthier in your house. And then you can decide. You can do whatever you want. You can take advantage of the tax credit. You can take advantage of the rebates. You can decide whatever you want. It's kind of an a la carte type of deal. One of the things I really like about duct systems with sealing it is kind of the answer is like, I don't need that, or whatever. And then we typically are there for an air duct cleaning, and I can take a picture of the inside of the ductwork with the flash off, and you see all the leakage from the light from the basement coming through the leaks. It's crazy.
Wow. Wow. Well, we get back from break. We have one segment left. Let's talk about some of the reasons people should be calling Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, why it's so important. Let's talk about the area that you guys cover. If you're listening to us, pretty good chance that Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning will go there. And also, you guys offer a guarantee, which is unheard of in this business. Stick around for the next segment, The Inside Outside, guys. Again, featuring our good friend Steve Dickinson and Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning.
Ken and Chuck and Steve Dickinson. If Steve says it about Amnesty, you can take it to the bank because Steve's one of the owners. Steve, they're talking about this free airflow analysis. What is that for our listeners?
So free airflow analysis, we'll come out to the house and we really just assess what's going on with your duct system and find out if you have any rooms that are an issue for you, or it's not heating or cooling like the rest of the house, or you've just finished your basement. Your basement is somewhere that you spent $100,000. Put that number, $100,000. You just redid everything. It's beautiful. And you want to watch Friday night movies with your kids, but it's too cold down there. So we really kind of try to analyze the living space and how we can help you. And then we go in the duct system and we'll do some different tests to show you that where the leakage is. And sometimes it needs to get reworked. And especially with the basement, there's some things that need to get reworked sometimes with returns. And it wasn't designed to have a beautiful finished basement when the house was built. It was just a big storage room. So we really want to go in and do an analysis for the homeowner to help them and kind of list out different things on how we can help. And it might be attic insulation. It might be foaming the bonds. It might be sealing up the duct system. It might there's a lot of might be's. And we just want to be the answer for them because it's tough to find a good contractor that is going to come out and give you a solution to your problems and do what they say. And I really pride myself on our employees. We've got some great people, and we do what we say, and we stand behind everything we do. So it's really exciting. It's an exciting time being able to help people.
There's really nothing that Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning does that as a homeowner I can try to DIY. Nothing. So
no.
It's so important that when you
did see someone try to clean their own ductwork. They took every single piece of duct apart and took it outside and hosed it down.
Seriously?
I swear to you. I was, whoa. I guess that is one way to do it.
And how much?
Didn't get return air.
Yeah.
And I guarantee that system's now leakier than it was before he started.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's wild.
So it is so important that as a homeowner, that once you leave, I know I have the best job. I know it's done right. If I'm a homeowner and let's say, yeah, I don't know, 5 months later, I see something I don't like, what's the process?
Call us.
That's it?
Call us.
Just call you.
Yeah.
Not 90 days. I mean, you're not going to tell me, look, you're over your 90-day warranty.
We used to have, we put it out there, 90-day guarantee. Guarantee is overused, in my opinion, by everyone. And 90 days also overused. It's like they should make a sticker and everyone says 90-day guarantee. But we did that. We were just like everyone else. And then we sat down, we thought about it, and we're like, you know what? We don't even follow that. We kind of have like an amnesty assurance that you use us. You're part of our family. We'll take care of you. Call us a year later. Call us 2 years later. And, you know, if it's our fault, we'll fix it. If it's not, we'll help you. We'll help you, point you in the right direction.
But I don't want to put you to that bother. And here, I'm going to answer that question. You guys have trucks going everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay, so if someone calls from Grosse Pointe and says, look, I have an issue, you're going to say, okay, man, we'll have Grosse Pointe or trucks out in your area next Friday, the 23rd, and we'll have someone stop by then. It really is that easy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And this is kind of a double-edged sword because then when I go out and get service from other companies, I kind of expect the same treatment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a second. That's not how the real world is. But you're right. We'll go out no matter where you're at, and we'll take care of them. It's, you know, stuff happens.
You had mentioned, and the hours slide by, tax credits, tax rebates. You got to hit that again for insulation for people because now they can get it for the summer. Right?
Yeah, Inflation Act. And there's a lot of stuff kind of baked into that. And one of those things is for your house to let's all be more energy efficient. So there you can get up to $1,200 back on your taxes. And it is up to 30% of any project with insulation or AeroSeal. AeroSeal is approved as part of that.
That's phenomenal.
So this is why it's a no-brainer because you're going to get 30% back. You then can get money back from your energy company in a rebate. And you are saving. Your payback is typically under a year with all these rebates you're getting. That your amount that you're actually paying out of pocket, you're going to recoup that within
literally
a year.
Then recoup it. Get that money back. It. So all the paperwork, do you give them all the paperwork that they have to fill out and send in?
Yeah, we do actually. But the other thing that is really interesting too, if it's a money issue, because I get money's money.
Yeah.
We work with Michigan Saves and they can take a loan out through Michigan Saves. And some of this stuff, they can be paying like $40, $50 a month.
And this is the kind of stuff Michigan Saves was meant for.
It
Michigan
is.
Saves wants you to spend the money to help save energy on your house.
Because
another thing, if you're selling that house, if I'm going to buy the house, I know the air ducts are sealed and I know that house is properly insulated. That's huge. That's huge.
We actually do that for a lot of homeowners that are selling their house because it comes with a big printout. And it shows what the leakage was beforehand, what it is after the fact. And it equates it to what the square inch hole would have been if you added up all the holes together. And they put that part of their like selling package. And they also take the before and after pictures from the air duct cleaning. They show like, hey, Mrs. Jones, you should be excited. You know, you're moving in. You're going to have some clean ductwork, some clean environment. And you're going to be saving a ton on your heating and cooling bills because the ducts are sealed up. And you don't have to deal with the pains that I dealt with when I lived here with heating the upstairs. Now you're good to go. Live your life. Raise your kids.
Sorry. And it really is true. There is not a house or building out there that can't use your services.
Yeah. I get really passionate about it because it does change people's lives. And we talk about that with our employees. Like, you're not just out sealing ductwork. You're not out just cleaning ductwork. You know, you are changing lives. You don't know. Someone might be coming home from the hospital and they need a clean environment. You know, my nephew had leukemia, and that was one of the reasons we got into this, was because there was improper air duct cleaning that almost sent him back to the hospital years and years ago. So we talk about this with all the employees. Like, this is important. You know, when you seal up a duct system, it's like taking four cars off the road.
Yeah.
So that's the equivalent. It's like planting four trees.
Mother's Day,
yeah. And you said this before the tax stuff we talked about. It's never going to get less expensive than it is today.
No. And you parlay that in with Michigan Saves, and you know, so you take a payment and you're paying $40 a month. Well, you're saving way more than $40 a month in your heating and cooling bills. So I don't know. I know I went to Michigan State, but that seems like some pretty easy math to me.
I mean, that truly is your mission, to keep people healthy in their own buildings. And 7-Eleven, factory, hospital, house,
yeah,
doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know, we all started school on this. Yeah, it does not matter. We do schools, hospitals, houses.
Look, the hospitals trust you immensely. And if the hospitals trust you, we trust you. Our listeners trust you. Real quick, your phone number?
248-349-8877.
And we're kind of in a hurry to go, but TheInsideOutsideGuys.com, you can get all of Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning information. It's a company you should use. Thank you for taking such great, great, great Thank care you. Of our listeners over the years. We greatly appreciate
Love them.
It.
They're great people.
You've been listening to The Inside Outside Guys with special guest, special focus today on Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning.